producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. We're talking with Jenny, who has certainly not an uncommon problem, but it's no less vexing, of a middle child. And the problem about a middle child is at one point the middle child was the baby. And that's a hard role to give up just because it gets so much attention from everybody, right? At some point, a middle child was the baby. So they've got an older sib who paid attention to them. They got parents who paid attention to them, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever. And then the dreaded competitor comes along who is a better baby because they're younger. So what does the middle child do? So that's one of the reasons that middle children tend to be pot stirrers, because all got children need attention. So the question is severalfold. What do you do about that so you grow a healthy, happy, sane child? And the answer is to give her special time and focus on what she's good at. For example, this child may be much more intuitive and much more sensitive to other people. So maybe, and I think a 4.5-year-old is much too young for a pet, but that maybe that she gets to read the baby stories, or that she gets, and each of the children, no matter how large the family, needs individual time with parents. And I know that my parents, for example, felt that, well, family time was what was important, and that's not true. For kids, it's not family time, it's time with mom and dad, that mom and dad are the important ones, not sibs. Sibs are competitors to a certain extent. So that's number one. Number two, what do you do with a child who's being hysterical? And the answer is you ignore it. Because anything else, trying to punish a hysterical child will make them more hysterical. It also gives them the message that their emotions are not okay.
When we drop her off, we just say, okay, Lauren, bye, and, we walk away. I mean, I know, a 10-minute consoling thing isn't working.
It won't work at all. And not only will it not work, it'll make things worse, because what it's saying is, the more I cry, the more mom and dad will stay with me.
Right. So that's my concern. I just don't want her to feel like I'm crying and mom and dad are like, oh, we don't care.
So the question is, what if we're going to walk away from her, what do we do? And the answer is twofold. First of all, we explain to her when she's not crying that whenever she gets out of the car and gives mommy and daddy, or mommy and or daddy, or anybody else a hug and doesn't make any fuss, that she gets a gold star, or that she gets, that she gets a special hug. In other words, what you do is you reinforce positive behavior, that you get a gold star, or you get to put a gold star in your notebook, and when you have two gold stars, then you get to pick the DVD for the week, or you get to have a 5-minute extra time than the baby gets at night, or whatever, and you can talk with her about what, and you probably know that kid well enough to know what kind of reward she wants, and so it doesn't do any good to ignore the negative behavior unless you give her something positive that she can cling to, because otherwise, you're right, she's going to feel like, and she's got more time than you do, and because time doesn't mean anything to her. So when you drop her off and she starts getting hysterical, and you sort of, you'll console her for a couple minutes, and then you'll stop consoling her, she'll just up the ante. She'll get more hysterical, she'll wet her pants, she'll have a temper tantrum, she'll yell even more. And at that moment, walking away from her, for her, is just confusing, because it worked for a while. How come it's not working anymore? Okay. So she'll figure, all right, if it's not working anymore, then more of this will work because it worked before. So that's not what you want. It's important to say to her, when you leave mommy and daddy in the morning and you go to school and you cry, it makes us feel, don't use the word baby, because that's what she's thinking and that's what's working for her, that it makes everybody's tummy hurt. And so when you don't do that, because you're such a wonderful big girl, and big girls get to stay up later, or big girls get to choose the DVD, or big girls get to go to the grocery store with mom, or big girls get to go pick out Barbie outfits, You know, and I mean, you need to find something that works for her, that it's associated with big girls, so she gets to do it. Because big girls, the term itself doesn't work, it will not work for her, because she's got a bigger girl. She's got her older sister who already gets all that good stuff. So it has to be something that's unique to her, but she gets because she's behaving in this great way, and she's making everybody happy, and she's making her smiley face, and she gets some kind of immediate reward, which is either the hug or the gold star or whatever. And then in a very short period of time, you can't make it a week or a month, when she gets a couple of gold stars, then she gets to do something that she thinks is very special all by herself that nobody else gets to do. And then you ignore the crying completely. So when she starts, you can just say, you know what, big girls don't do that, and we know that big girls get to do all this stuff. So you reinforce the positive behavior and ignore the negative.
So, and I don't know if this is related, but she's also a thumb sucker.
I'd let that go for right now. Listen, braces are a lot cheaper than shrinks.
Okay.
And at some point, you know, right? That this is a way that she's learned to comfort herself.
Okay.
And understand that when she's comforting herself and you say, stop doing that, your baby, I mean, you're adding to whatever it is that the anxiety is making her suck her thumb, and you're also reinforcing the behavior that this is a way of getting attention. So I'd let that go. As I said, you know, and if it's any comfort to you, my kid, she didn't suck her thumb. She sucked her middle two fingers. And I swear to you, she was born with those two fingers essentially being waterlogged. And my thought was exactly as I shared with you, you know, a therapist is a lot more expensive than an orthodontist, number one. Number two, anything that you come with that she knew how to comfort herself before she was born, why am I going to take that away from her? And it seemed to me a much better idea than a pacifier. It was not something I gave her and then took away. And at some point, I did the bribe of, okay, when you're ready to stop doing this, you let me know, and we'll, you know, I'll give you rewards for not doing it. And she, in fact, did wear braces at one point, if it's any comfort. So, but I still think, even if your mom's a shrink, she can't come to me as her therapist. So, you know, she'll be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Janelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. I was just telling the producer what I was going to say, and I came right on real quick. But anyway, thank you, Ms. Dr. Brown.
You're most welcome. Sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time, Jamel.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, you know what? Today, you know, again, the Vice Regent of Summer was so wonderful, and it stuck with me. And now I'm sort of moving on to something else. And so what I was thinking about was actually I've been feeling so unmotivated with some of the life goals I've had for about a year and some change. I went out and did something. It didn't work out. Got disappointed and just sort of went into caregiver mode over time with my mother.
Well, all right, let's talk about what didn't work and why it didn't work and see what we can learn from that. Because, you know, the thing is, if something doesn't work, there are two ways of looking at it. First of all, it can be sort of walled off as a disaster that sort of haunts us, right? Because it's walled off, and every time, you know, it may be that we don't think about it on a moment-to-moment basis, but when we're feeling terrible about ourselves, it comes, you know, with all its virulence saying, see, you failed at this. So it's really important, given the fact that something is disappointing, to learn from it what we can, because it does a number of things. First of all, it takes something from a disaster to something interesting, because we've taken a step back. We're not so emotional about it. We've learned something from it. And if we're going to learn something, that means our intellect has been involved, so we've moved from our gut to our head. And second of all, it has no possibility of haunting us anymore because we learned something from it.
Okay. Oh, about 2 years ago was make arrangements for my mother to be set up with her own, I guess, health team, you know, with everything, working with the doctors and having a nurse around, a home attendant. On that front, those things have been accomplished. And so I was trying to be more independent because I had I still deal with social anxiety. I was talking to somebody here in New York City, a wonderful organization who helps people with situations like mine. Who goes therapy.
Well, which situation are we talking about? Ailing parent or feeling anxious?
Social anxiety.
All right, well, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about where you are and what we need to learn from it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, so named. I'm not sure why they decided to call it that. We're, you know, a great burst of creativity or something. That's a joke, folks. Okay, so we're talking with Jamil, who has called in the past, taken care of his mom, set up stuff. And you were saying, Jamil, that was the social anxiety, is that the thing that you feel was the problem?
Yeah, it was the
Taking care of your mom may have been a way of both distracting yourself from social anxiety and feeling important, which is not a bad thing, but you want to feel like, I think all of us want to feel that we're moving towards something, not away from something.
Absolutely.
Because away, we're always looking over our shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of, one of the ways of looking, for example, at social anxiety disorder is to say, do you know what? If I had been less intimidated by strangers, I might have been less generous with mom. And in the long run, I'm going to feel better about myself for having taken care of mom. Now, it may have been the right behavior for the wrong reasons, but it was still the right behavior. So that's a way of already re-evaluating and I keep thinking of holding something up to the light, of sort of seeing something in a different context. Instead of saying social anxiety disorder has been the problem of my life, it could be social anxiety disorder gave me an opportunity, without even thinking about it twice, of being generous to my mom in a way I might not have been. If my life had been running much more smoothly and much more easily, I might have been more tempted to get somebody else involved or to not have been as involved with mom as I was able to be. So that's already a way of, instead of saying, I mean, it's kind of like my thing about my claustrophobia. One thing, which I'm not crazy about, having that feeling. But what I understand is it's a great barometer for me about when things are going well in my life and when I'm overstressed, because I'm much more likely to be claustrophobic or for it to kick in when there's just too much going on. Either I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm coming down with something, or I've got too much on my plate, or whatever it is. So while I don't like feeling claustrophobic, I don't like the anxiety part of it, I've learned, instead of to view it as an enemy, to view it as, okay, what are you telling me here? What do I need to do about it here? And learned much better ways of coping with it, as opposed to saying, oh my gosh, this feels terrible, when it's going to end, I can't believe this. I'm saying, okay, what has worked in the past? What can I do that will make this better? I know it's not going to last forever. So, and I'm suggesting that you do the same thing with social anxiety disorder, which is a very common phenomenon. It actually turns out, I think, to be either the first or second most common complaint to mental health workers in the United States. So,
yes, and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, the situation, and you're spot on with the it started for me. Well, I could say this my history could go on for a whole show. It would be like a real therapy session with us, with the audience listening. But what I was saying is that the social anxiety did start for me when I was in junior high school, and I was sick all the time. And then,
but Jamal, what we're focusing on now is where you are here, where you are now.
Right. So what happened with the situation was, I had a social anxiety for a long time, and I went to my therapist, and she wanted to help me take steps to be more independent and to have healthier boundaries.
Right. We've talked about that in the past.
Yep. And so
what's today's issue?
Okay, so today's issue. Okay, so where am I at? Okay, so after the disappointment with that situation, today's issue is that when I'm encountering trying to start a new healthy situation for me, it'd be I don't know if the word is eating more better, but just sort of treating myself better. The kid self and me go, oh, that's boring. That's, that's no fun or whatever. It just comes up for me, and then I don't do it, and I end up feeling miserable.
So what's the solution to that?
Right. So, that's what I was calling.
Well, Jamal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to what you said.
Yeah.
I do better stuff for myself, and then the kind of primitive part of me says, oh, that doesn't make any sense, and so I stop doing it. So what's the solution to that?
Oh, wow. What's the solution? I guess...
Jamal,
yes?
Stop doing this, because what you're saying is, take care of me. That's not the solution to social anxiety disorder, okay? Let's say you have two friends. You have one friend who says, Jamal, you're looking great today, okay? And you have another friend who says, Jamal, are you getting enough sleep? You really look tired. Which friend are you going to go see when you want to feel good?
The one who told me I look great.
Okay. So if we view those two voices, your grown-up self, your superego, and your id, your child part, one's saying, Jamal, stay where you are, be unhappy. And the other saying, Jamal, you know, put on your big boy pants, try something else. Which are you going to go and spend time with?
Put on big boy pants and try something else.
Okay, so it's not that the other friend goes away, and or whether or not that, and that friend may have some value. The one who says, you know, you don't look very good, may be great to go to movies with, or one who is great when you want to have a snowball fight. But they're not the one you're going to go to when you're trying to accomplish something, or when you're trying to get that little boost, or when you're trying to do something better for yourself. You're going to go to the one who says, wow, Jamal, you're great. So all of us have those voices.
Mm-hmm. And I don't go
so
to that.
So you choose which one to listen to.
Another one. Yeah, I get
Jamal,
another one.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'm going to give good reasons for doing the wrong thing. I'm saying, it's okay to do the right thing for the wrong reason. It's not okay to do the wrong thing and make it sound like it's the right reason. It's not. And saying, I'm overwhelmed. You're not overwhelmed. You're choosing the easy path. You're choosing the one that says, someone has to take care of me. That's an easy path. It's just not a happy path. You need to think of those two voices as two separate friends and what you're going to spend time with. But it's not up to your mom. It's not up to me. It's up to you.
Oh, no,
and it may take.
Yeah.
Pardon?
No, I said mom's out of the equation as far as that part. Absolutely.
Well, but that's what you're doing. You're asking me or your therapist or somebody else to be your mom. You're saying, tell me what to do. And I'm saying, you know what to do.
Oh, that's why I called in today. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
All righty?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Just wanted to know, how do we spot a sociopath?
Can you be more specific with me about why you're asking the question?
Well, some people act nice to lure you into a relationship. And after you're lured into the relationship...
Well, let's not use the word lured. I think everybody, I mean, most of us, when we're... You know, when we meet strangers, tend to be at least neutral, if not nice, right?
Well, that's us, the average, yes. But the sociopath, they are intentionally trying to lure you in. So when
No. Hear what I'm saying. When you and I meet strangers, we don't go up to somebody and say, "Boy, you're a jerk," because what they're going to do is walk away from us. So when we're talking with strangers, everybody. Is I'm not sure I'd use the word lure because that has such connotation. So hang on. Let's talk specifically about what you're talking about and I'll help you with this. All right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ron about sociopaths, and he's saying, well, how do you know that somebody's a sociopath? And the answer is that you don't at the beginning, because sociopaths, by definition, are charming. So you only know if somebody's a sociopath in retrospect. The basic rule of thumb is if something's too good to be true, be a little cautious. It also means that if somebody it seems incredibly charming and telling us everything we want to know, that it still means that we should probably go slowly and not so much look for the warning signs, but just go at a speed that makes sense to us. Because all of us love the idea of being swept off our feet. I mean, there's something really appealing about that. Someone understands the inner us, you know, our inner beauty, and that's kind of what all of us long for. But sociopaths are really, really good at that. They're really good at reading people because it's their You know, it's their stock and trade. And by definition, if they're sociopaths, they want something from us. So when somebody is charming to us, it doesn't mean we should reject them. It just means we should go slowly, at our own pace, and be aware what's going on. Just, you know, enjoy the positive, and just make sure that we're not being sucked in, that we're going at a pace that makes sense to us, which I suppose means, like in everything else in our life, Ron, that we really need to hear that inner compass, that inner voice. And I would argue that most of us, when we went into a sociopath, on some level are probably vaguely aware of it, because we call up, if we're women, we call up our best friend and say, I just met the most fantastic guy. You know, he says all the right things, and he's so adorable, and he holds my chair. Which isn't necessarily mean that there aren't cool guys who are not sociopaths, but I think my answer would be to myself, to you, to my friends, is go slowly. Just be aware that it takes a while to get to know somebody. And the getting to know somebody should be fun, but you're going to be much more astute if you're not deciding that you're not 40 steps ahead. You're not already planning the color of your bridesmaid's gowns, or how you're going to spend the next 5 years together, or how this person's going to be a great mom, or any of that kind of thing. You just go slowly. And sociopaths, sooner or later, reveal themselves, as does everybody else. And at that moment, it's not like pulling back the curtain usually. It's just that we see things that don't make any sense or don't make us happy. And at that point, it's not even that we dump them. It's that we negotiate them, talk about them. So, I mean, I think the easy answer to your question is there is no way of knowing at the outset who's a sociopath, because they may just be, you know, a really great person and just the right person for you. But it takes time to know that. And over time, you begin to see things that you question. And I would argue that if you think about any relationship you've ever had with a sociopath, there was some point where you think, huh. And because they are seductive and charming and intuitive, that you sort of just put aside those concerns. Well, those concerns you don't need to necessarily overwhelm the relationship, but you need to be aware of them and say, okay, what does this mean? And also ask for what you want. And one of the issues about sociopaths is because they're so good, as you, to use your word, at luring us, that we really focus much more on how they make us feel than who they are. And that any relationship needs to be a combination. So I think there is, to answer your question simply, how do you know a sociopath at the outset? You don't. But the question is, over time, that when something seems too good to be true, it usually is. And at that moment, instead of either succumbing and saying, oh, well, this feels so good, or dumping the person, you begin to negotiate with them. And one of the things about sociopaths is they don't negotiate very well. So somebody who's charming and doesn't negotiate probably gives you some idea. And even if they're not sociopaths, somebody you can't negotiate, you can't really be in a relationship with, because there are enough differences between people that sooner or later, you know, if we're playing it's my way or the highway all the time, that's what a sociopath does. And to a certain extent, if you can't negotiate with somebody, you can't maintain a relationship. Does that answer your questions?
Am I still here?
Yeah.
I
just asked you a question. Does that answer your questions? So either it does or it doesn't.
So I guess What you're saying is there are signs in the beginning. We shouldn't wipe it aside, because first she's like, well, it's because it's the month my mom died. Then it's almost...
Well, exactly. If something doesn't make any sense, then what you do is you don't have to dismiss them, but you ask for explanations. And sociopaths are very short on explanations. No, never makes any sense. Because there's not... The thing about a sociopath is that it's all about them. There really isn't a sense of empathy. There really is a sense of caring. And what we all want in a relationship is someone that we care about and they care about us. And that sociopaths aren't capable of that. So when something doesn't work, when it doesn't make any sense, instead of either dismissing it or dismissing them, you ask about it. And that's, as I said, sociopaths don't negotiate. So if you can't negotiate... It doesn't, again, it doesn't by definition inherently mean they're, it just means they don't negotiate, but you can't be in a relationship with somebody who can't negotiate, by definition.
Give me an example?
Well, no, you don't need one, I just told you. You don't need to give me an example, I just gave you examples. Okay?
Don't negotiate, but can you give me an example of that?
Oh, I'll give you one. All right, let's say that you say, Joy, I just love being around you. I want to be around you all the time. And I say, well, that's great. You know, I have a movie that I'm going to go see on Wednesday. Would you like to come? All right. Now, you might say, I'm just trying to think of something sociopathic about it. You might say, that sounds great. I can hardly wait. That sounds great. And then Wednesday, just before you're supposed to meet me, you call up and say, you know, I can't do this. Sorry, something's come up. Okay. Well, things do come up. And I might say something like, well, gee, Ron, I'm really disappointed. And you either hang up on me or I say, gee, is there anything I can help with? And you say, you know, it's none of your business. So how, you know, at that moment where I say, I'm not arguing with you, but I'm telling you I'm disappointed that you're not willing to deal with me. Or let's just say that, you know, that this first time, because I think you're adorable and charming and you've told me all these wonderful things about myself, and you cancel on me at the last minute, that I say, oh, gee, Ron, I'm so sorry. And let's say that you then call me, you know, a couple days later and say, you know, I really miss you. Can we get together? And I say, sure. When would you like to go out? Because I'm now learning that inviting you on things may not work as well. And so you say, well, how about Thursday, next Thursday? I say, great. What would you like to do? And you say, well, I don't know. I'll call you on Thursday and let you know. And I don't hear from you on Thursday, or you don't call, nothing. So maybe I either call you on Thursday or I text you or something. I say, Ron, are we on? And I don't hear from you. So then you call me another couple of days after that and say, Joy, I miss you so much. And I'm at that moment, I can do one of three things. I can either decide that there's something wrong here, that you've canceled twice. The first time may have been, I mean, things happen. The second time, you didn't even bother to let me know that you were canceling, and you're still saying the same thing. You're not saying, I've gotten a cold, or my mother called, or I've fallen in love with somebody else, or an old girlfriend called. You're not giving me any explanation. You're still giving me the same routine of how wonderful I am. So either there, one of several things I could say. I could say, Ron, look, you're busy, I'm busy. It sounds like you're going through a really tough time in your life where there's a lot going on. Why don't you call me when you're available? Okay, so that's one possibility. Another, I could say, Ron, look, you seem like a really nice guy, but you've canceled on me once. Once you stood me up, and you know, it just makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel anxious whenever you call and tell me how much you think I'm wonderful, but I think, you know, you're going to do it again. Or I could say, Ron, look, this is twice that you've canceled on me. The next time, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to make one more date with you, because you seem like an interesting guy. But let me tell you, if this one doesn't come through, I just assume you didn't call me anymore. In other words, or I suppose I could just think, you know what, Ron is the only person who's shown any interest in me in a really long time. So what I'm going to do is, even though, you know, I'm just going to assume that, yeah, he's really busy and he's really important and but he tells me how much he loves me. So I'm just going to go along with this. Now, at that point, you could argue that I was codependent, that I have some issues. But the idea being that sociopaths want to be in charge the whole time. Sociopaths basically feel unlovable. They can justify anything they do to somebody else because they figure that nobody really likes them. And if they showed their true colors, that nobody would have anything to do with them, hence the charm. So, I mean, the point is that in that kind of pattern, you can see that, and I'm making it up, you know, I'm making it up as I go along, that I'm giving you a really mixed, or you're giving me a really mixed message. On the one hand, you're telling me what I really want to hear, which is I'm wonderful and you love me and you think I'm adorable. On the other hand, your behavior is inconsistent with your words. Okay? So look for consistency. Look for something that makes sense to you. Look for friendship. Look for trust in relationships before you look for all that glittery stuff, all the sex appeal, all the excitement, because all that excitement can be misleading, even if the person's not a sociopath, and it's coin of the realm if they are. Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning.
Okay, no more yearning. I'll tell you everything that you need to know about... I'll tell you what. I've got one Broadway show and two sort of theatrical experiences. So let me do the theatrical experiences first. I mentioned Voice of Asia yesterday at Carnegie Hall. If you haven't been to Carnegie Hall, you should probably make a stop there at some point. They have tours. They've done a huge renovation program. And Voice of Asia is doing the Astana Opera Symphony Orchestra is doing a world tour. And it's really fun because it has classical music. It has Tchaikovsky's violin concerto. It's got folk music. It's got an a cappella choir. It's got a full orchestra and choir, with including some folk music. So, you know, I keep an eye out for it, including Borodin's Prince Igor, which is Take My Hand. It's soundtrack, basically, or the music track, at least, from Kismet, which was a movie made in the 50s where they borrowed of Prince Igor. So that was really fun. It was short and interesting, and an interesting audience because they were. It's always fun to be in a theatrical situation where the people around you are sharing the experience, but not necessarily the same perspective, including language. So that was kind of fun. One of my favorite experiences is the Big Apple Circus. And as I said, I'm a bit prejudiced about this because it always comes around my birthday. And one year I got to be the master of ceremonies. I got to be the ringmaster. This one, I think, is it's a different group than it was when I started. I think it's been 35 years, which I haven't seen it for 35 years, but I've seen it probably for the last 15 or 20. This one's the shortest, the sweetest, in some ways the most fun. Even for people, I took a friend of mine who doesn't like circuses. I mean, you could say, why would you do that? Good question. I don't know. You know, I'm sort of what a challenge. If someone says wet paint, my fingerprints are there. You know, I got to check it out. But this one, the dogs are mostly rescue animals. They had a porcupine at this one. Have you ever seen a porcupine up close? I mean, most people don't because, right, we don't want to get anywhere near those needles.
I have, yeah.
They're gorgeous animals.
Yeah, they are neat, yeah.
They're very cool. They had two goats that rode around on horses. I mean, this is really, there's something, and the clowns on this were much less obnoxious than they are in a lot of circuses. Yeah, and there's no fire. I just thought this was really fun. And this was one of my favorite ones ever. It's called Metamorphosis. There's also, I will tell you, the thing that stuck with me and will probably end up in nightmares, they have a contortionist who's this gorgeous Asian woman, and she sort of makes herself into like almost a spider and gets in this little box that's, I swear to you, maybe a foot on each side, maybe 15 inches.
Wow.
And then she sort of motions her assistant over, who gets in the box with her.
Wow.
And at that point, I'm screaming, no. And you could see the box. I mean, it's not like it's a hidden thing.
Yeah.
It's glass box. And I'm thinking, I don't even want to think about that. But so the Big Apple Circus is a great, it's here till January. It does touring after that. And it's not inexpensive, but your kids will love it. You'll love it. And even for people who don't like circuses, it's really, it's a wonderful, magical experience. And the music is always wonderful. Okay, let's get to Broadway. Disgraced. This was a play that was off Broadway, which I did not see. It has moved to Broadway. It has Gretchen Mullen is probably the name that you will recognize most readily. Hari Dion, who played the part in London. Joss Radner, whose name you may recall. The story is, let's see if I can make this sound like it's not a joke. It's got a Muslim, a Jew, an African-American, and a WASP. Now, I realize that some of those are religions, not, you know, not ethnicities per se, but that's kind of the setup. The idea is that and they're couples. So the Jewish guy is an art connoisseur who's married to an African-American woman who works in the same law firm that the Muslim who is married to Gretchen Mull, who's an artist, is. So that we've got two lawyers and we've got two artists. And at some point they come together for dinner, which seems to be the new way that we look at relationships, whether they're race relationships or sexual relationships or whatever. I'm not going to tell you, this is 90 minutes, which we love 90-minute experiences. And, you know, I'm not, certainly the standout in terms of the performances is Harry Dion. He is just fantastic, and he plays Emir, who is kind of, as his cousin says, you're our role model, that you're, he is from Pakistan, but he pretends he's from India because his father was actually born in what became Pakistan, but was India before, and in the year he was born. So in some ways, he's a bit, not fraudulent, but something, and this is in a post-9/11 world. It's an upsetting play, to say the least, about what part race plays, what part religious books play, whether it's the Quran or the Bible, what part sex plays, sexual dominance, violence, all sorts of very complicated issues. I walked out of there, and my friend who I took, both of us are saying, I'm really depressed. And there is something incredibly upsetting. But I will tell you one of the things which I think recommends it highly, in beyond the performances, which are uneven. I mean, the Emir is by far and away the best. Everybody left that theater chattering with one another, which is, I think, always a good sign. Now, sometimes people are chattering because they're, you know, it's a musical and everybody's singing the songs. This ain't a musical, folks. But it is thought-provoking. It will make you think about things. I believe they added a scene. My understanding is that they added a scene and a twist that was not in the off-Broadway. And my guess is I know what it was, and it's incredibly violent. It's probably one of the most violent things you've ever seen on in the theater. And remember, theater has got Hamlet in it and Macbeth and whatever. And I think they didn't need it. I think the reason they did it was so that one of the characters becomes more complex and less sympathetic. I don't think they needed to do to the extent they did. But it's something you're going to be talking about. And, you know, at least one fantastic performance. So I recommend it. I think I gave it 4 stars. But don't go expecting to come out being cheerful and happy and thinking all is right with the world and isn't it great being human and why can't we all just get along, because that ain't that kind of play. And in fact, it's the opposite of that, of saying, can we ever escape our upbringing and our history and our religious bent? And not only because that play really about religion as much as it is about culture and culture in a post September 11th world. So, pick of the week. I mean, Big Apple Circus is really fun. Carnegie Hall, always a pleasure. But disgrace is something that'll make you think, which is not a bad thing for art to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.